You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Cassis for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. We're at the Matchroom Gym here in Essex. Delighted to be joined by Mr. Connor Benn. Connor, first of all, congratulations on becoming a father. Your baby's 1 month old now. Yeah. How are you settling into that life?
Oh man, it's a blessing. I mean, you can't prepare yourself for none of it. You know, it's a blessing, you know, to be able to look at him and think, Coyle, like, yeah, you look like, he's like a mini version of me. It's mad, and I never thought I'd be where I am now, so it's such a blessing.
So your baby's called Eli. There's a clay in there as well. So obviously we're assuming some of this is boxing related. But yeah, where did the name Eli come from?
Well, Eli is such a powerful name, first off. Eli, the man of the Bible. My dog's seven names of the Bible as well. You've got Levi and Solomon. Levi in Hebrew means joined together. And Solomon was the wisest man in the Bible. So I'm big on my biblical names. And clay, I dance around the border like I'm Cassius Clay. So I thought, I'm not sure, but it was either Cassius or Clay. And then every time I kept thinking Cassius, I kept thinking of your boat. So we went with Clay. And yeah, Eli, Clay, Ben. I think that's such a powerful name.
Okay. Are you already writing this baby's future with that name?
No, it weren't anything like that. That weren't the intention behind it, but I thought, yeah, I thought it's a powerful name, and I dance around the border like I'm Cassius Clay. It's in my walkout tune, you know, and that has meaning to it itself. And, you know, when my son grows up, say, yeah, son, you know why I chose that middle name? You know why I chose your first name? And it's mad because my son's probably going to watch this in, you know, 10 years, and it's just funny, man. It's mad because everything I do, I think about him and his future.
All right, we'll come back to fatherhood a little bit later on, but you were present at Wembley over the weekend. I know you grabbed the word with Umar after the fight, but just a recap from the weekend. You said in that interview after, you said that you were gutted, but what happened, you believe, would happen?
Yeah, I mean, of course I'm gutted because obviously you want the Brit to win, but as I said, Avanesyan's an animal. I like Avanesyan. I like what he's about. I like the way he conducts himself, the way he carries himself. He carries himself like a true champion. And you got to rate him. Later on, after the fight had gone out, people started tipping Kelly to win, and, you know, people changed like the weather. But I knew the outcome. You know, I've watched Kelly's fights. I've watched how he operates. He's a great on top fighter. He's an unbelievable on top fighter when things are going his way, but when things don't go his way, he don't like it. So, and it was never going to go his way with Avanesyan. Avanesyan was, don't get me wrong, Avanesyan has come forward and is strong. And he done what I thought he'd do. I think more so, yeah, Kelly's engine just run out and he was fighting on fumes.
I saw a few people questioning whether Adam Booth threw the towel in at the right time or not. For me, he did absolutely at the right time for Josh Kelly. What were your thoughts on that?
I threw the towel in 100%. There's no point in your fighter getting a beating. It was only going one way from the fourth round. And Kelly done the same thing with Robinson. He looked all slick and sharp, but then as soon as he started getting tired, then reflexes go. And he starts coming forward and keeping his hands up and trying to fight on the inside. But he ain't strong enough to fight on the inside with these fighters, you know. And Avanesyan just, you know, yeah, gave him a beating. And Adam Booth was right in taking him out. Why keep him in there if you know the outcome?
This obviously puts any thought of yourself and Kelly, which was earmarked, you know, you both come through your fights for at some point, but surely you don't rule out a future fight with Josh Kelly, even though he lost the other day.
Of course you don't. I mean, my dad lost to Michael Watson. You know, the Eubanks fight was still a massive fight. I think, first of all, it's a clash of personalities. It's a clash of styles. And and that's that. So the fight can still happen between me and Kelly. 100% it can still happen, because I know that would be a great fight, and people were tip me to, well, it'd be now people look at it as more of a 50-50 fight. I know people said that before the performance I'd do a number on him, but you know, it's a great British clash, and he's my rival opponent.
People again suggesting that Josh Kelly should move up to 154. Your thoughts on that?
I agree. I completely agree. Well, maybe not. I don't know. I don't know how hard he makes the weight. Apparently, done the weight perfectly this camp. I think maybe he doesn't know how to fight without his reflexes. You know, you've got to be able to do it all. And, you know, he's a great reflex fighter, but when the reflexes aren't there, he seems to struggle. I don't know whether that's because of his style, because of his weight. Only he knows that. Him and his team know that. I'm not in his camp. I'm not in the Kelly camp. Him and his team know what they need to work on. It's just a matter of whether they work on that or not.
But you believe that Josh Kelly can come back from that defeat over the weekend?
Oh, of course he can. Listen, true champions come back from defeat. 100% they do. And, you know, that's the definition of a champion to me. It isn't having an undefeated record. It's about bouncing back. You know, it ain't about a setback. It's about the get back.
You seem the perfect person for Sky to have in position there the other day. Obviously, you were doing your punditry duties for the Kelly fight, but also you had your... he had his moment with you, shall we say, because Florian Marcu was vocal, as he has been over the last year or so, about you. But, yeah, your response was, on the night, what it was.
Yeah, listen, I don't blame him for calling me out. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be worried or not. Do you know what I mean? I mean, after that performance, imagine if I'd got dropped fighting a light welterweight. You know, it's because he's looked at so much by his supporters, and he's got a great fan base in Albania, and you know, wherever the Albanians are, you know, great for him. I'm not gonna have anyone dictate my career or tell me, or you know, oh, I'm a coward or I'm scared. Like it's petty. Do you know what I mean? I'm not here to reply back to everyone that calls me out. I mean, I've had this from the get-go, because you know this. I've had this from the start of my career. He ain't no different. He ain't no different. The cream always rises to the top. And, you know, I'm looking at bigger names. As Eddie Hearn said in one of the interviews, who was it with? It was on IFL. You know, there's levels between Charlton, who put Marco Dan, and Formella and Samuel Vargas's. Yeah, they have Sebastian Formella, his only defeat come to Sean Porter. So, and then Samuel Vargas has only lost to the top dogs of our generation. So yeah, they have lost. But when you beat a fighter, you don't only beat them, you gain the experience and the ring craft, and you know, that way you're able to learn, you absorb things like a sponge. You need these learning fights. I ain't having nobody dictate my career. I do what I want, I fight who I want. I ain't having no one who's, you know, on his level calling me out. It don't interest me at all. Show me the bag. Show me the bag. Because at the end of the day, money does talk. But listen, I'm on a trajectory here, and you know, we're looking at the likes of, well, let me get through Vargas first. So that's a tough fight, and you know, I'm confident I'm going to win, which is why I'm going to talk on. I want the likes of the Amir Khans. I want the likes of the Kell Brooks. I see Adrian Broner fought at 147. Not only because I believe I can beat them, but because I gain their knowledge. I gain experience, and you know, that's what I want. I'm on a path here, you know, and I'm not gonna have anybody sway me from the path by calling me names. I don't care. I got thick skin. Call me what you want. Do I care? Because who are you? Do I care? No. I've had this from the get-go, and you know what? I think I had this from the get-go and learnt to deal with it from the age of 19 to prepare me for where I am now, you know, and it's worked.
Connor, I just want your response to a comment that Sam Jones, Florin's manager, actually made to me. He doesn't believe that you've beaten anyone that's tougher than Ryland Charlton.
Well, I think Payne. What about Paynard? We saw how Echo Essamon struggled with Paynard. I think Paynard and Marco will be a good fight as it happens. I do. I think it will be a good fight. But Sam Jones, he's in a... Sam Jones, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? He's
he's him. He's going to say what he wants.
He's going to back his fighter, of course.
Yeah, you've got to take what he says with a pinch of salt. You got to take what he says with a pinch of salt. I mean, he's enough waffle on. So I like him, and I mean, enough does waffle on. And, you know, he's well within right to do what he's doing. It's boxing. He messaged me the other day saying, oh, you know, it was good seeing you, bro, and all that. Well, yeah, and I messaged him back saying, oh, it's good seeing you too. Who cares? It's business, you know. It's business. That's all that is. He can say what he wants, but his fight had a draw with Jamie Stewart. He didn't beat that. He didn't win that fight very convincingly. He didn't look great in that fight, and he's just got dropped by a light welterweight, who is coming off the back of, you know, Joe Laws, beating Joe Laws. But it's just all a bit comical. You know, I've knocked out Sebastian Formella. He held on for dear life. Juicy Koivula, 3-time European challenger. And, you know, Charlton versus Marco was a battle of novices. You know, and it was built up to be a great fight because of his following. I've knocked out 4-0 kids. You know, I've knocked out, 7-0 kids. I've been there, seen that, done that. I'm now, like, look, you know, ranked highly in the world. Where's Marco ranked globally? You know, I'm ranked number 25 in the world. And then with a WBA, I'm ranked number, I don't know, 11. Why am I going to take a backward step to fight someone who's, like, you know, not even ranked 400, top 400? So, but fair play to them. Do what you want. And they say they want to fight Formella. Do what you want. Do you know what I mean? It's the same with Echo fighting Paynard or Congo fighting Paynard. Fight the fighters I've already beaten up. What's that? What does that do? It don't make any difference to me. Fight Samuel Vargas next. Fight Sebastian Formella. Fight Paynard, Koivula. Do what you want. I'm too busy focused on my own lane, my own journey, to give a toss about what Mr. Sam Jones is saying. You know, you're Del Boy. So, you know, and that's that. Enough waffle on. Like, and do you know what? I watch his stuff because it's so funny. I do. I love watching his stuff because you look at him and you think, oh, mate. you know, silence is sometimes better than, you know, talking.
Look, I will point out from the interview, Sam was obviously only saying positive things about you. It's just his opinion is relating to his fighters. But he was saying positive things about you as well.
I like Sam Jones. I like Sam Jones. He messaged me the other day. But, you know, sometimes he come out with things and I just think, oh, mate, you didn't just say that, did you? I know you don't believe it. And you can just look at him and you think, nah, mate, come on. And it's funny because, you know, I'd give him a cuddle when I see him. But I'd just be like, mate, listen, why are you talking shite? Why? Like, come on, mate. And I know he'd be the sort of geezer to pull me aside and go, yeah, Con, you know. I like him, though.
When I spoke to Eddie Hearn the other day, talking about a couple of names you mentioned there, the likes of Kell Brook and Amir Khan, and I said to him, what's in it for them, guys like Khan, to fight you? They're in a no-win situation with that, aren't they, surely?
Well, listen, if Ryan Garcia can fight Pacquiao, I'm sure, and, you know, the Kell Brook Khan fight's dead. No one wants to see that. People would pay top dollar to see Conor Benn versus Khan or Conor Benn versus Brook. And we both know they both love a payday. I'll take the shorter cut. I don't mind. You know, you lot be the A-side. I don't really care. Do you know what I mean? So it's... people will pay to watch that fight. It's just a matter of who... it's like pride... money, and it depends whether the money outweighs the losing to a contender.
Yeah, you're moving out of the prospect stage now. You can't really call yourself a prospect anymore.
I don't even think I'm a prospect anymore. You know, we tried the fight with Jenkins for the British title. People were saying, why are you bypassing the British and come off? I didn't want to. I wanted to fight Jenkins for the British. It couldn't happen, not because of my team. We offered them a date. We offered them a fight, a date, a show, and, you know, they kept saying they were going to take the money and they didn't take the money. It was serious money for them. So, and they didn't take it. Fine then, do what you want. Ain't no hold up on my career. I'll see another paycheck. I'll see another opportunity. You know, where's Jenkins go from here? He's got to fight a co-estimate for less than quarter of the money. So it don't make no difference to me. And, you know, I like Jenkins and I was gutted for him because, you know, it would have been a great fight for him. It'd have been a great fight for both. I would have left with a British and Commonwealth title. You know, and I think maybe the fact that It didn't happen. Everything happens for a reason. It don't bother me, Coogan. Honestly, man, it really don't. I'm on my own path. I'm in my own lane. I put up a fight who's put in front of me. You know, we're looking at the likes of Adrian Granados, you know, the Sebastian Formellas. The people saying, oh, he's going to lose to Formella, or oh, if he... Well, look what happened. People are saying the same with Vargas. But then when I beat him, give me the credit I deserve. I know, actually, I say that. People do give me the credit I deserve. They do. But, you know, I'd rather people not going, oh, yeah, he's the most improved fighter. No, I'm a great fighter. That's it. I'm a great fighter now. And, you know, once I deal with Vargas, you know, the door's open. And I'm so confident. You know, Formella was quite negative, a bit awkward, you know, couldn't punch. But, you know, Vargas brings a different heat, and I'm ready to match that.
Conor, do you take like offence, or do you see that as a negative of as people referring to you as an improved fighter? Because it is apparent that there has been improvements over the last 2 years, but do you take that as a like an offence?
I don't know, man. It's an odd one because it's not. It's a compliment, but it's also.
I understand what you mean.
Yeah. It's a compliment, but
it's a bit of a backhanded compliment. It's almost like you weren't any good, but now you are.
Yeah.
Not saying that exactly, but that's roundabouts what...
Well, I look at Liam Williams and I think he's a very improved fighter. I don't think you stop improving, but how many times are they going to say it? But then it's like where Adam Smith said in a thing, oh, after I beat Formella, is he ready for the likes of Jenkins? Oh, way past Jenkins. Way past Jenkins. But I'm like, Adam Smith, what are you talking about, mate? Or is he, and then Macklin, or is he ready for the British now? Stop being silly, mate. Do you know what I mean? Pair of them, done my nothing. You should see my dad. I was like, what? Yeah, you can imagine what dad was like down the phone to me. What are they talking about? I don't know what they're talking about. And I'm, you know, and it's just funny, though, because you know what? They pick their favourite fighters. They pick who they like, who's technically good, who... It's funny how they can make a fight seem so different. With me, I think they like going with the, oh, he's vulnerable, always, you know, he ain't had that much experience. Give credit where credit's due. I'm a good fighter. I beat a good fighter on the night. Not, oh, it's going to be a challenging fight with him and Formella. Oh, you know, this is... And then when I beat him, oh, you know, he was tailor-made for Conor. Give me the... Stick with your guns. Stick with your guns. Stick with what you're saying. Oh, Vargas, it's going to be an hard fight. And you know what? I've recorded it now and I've screenshot people going, oh, this is going to be a tough fight. Barry Jones, this is going to be a very tough fight. And then I went to him, yeah, we'll see, mate. Yeah, we'll see. You know, oh, yeah, is Conor ready? Is it a step up too big? Yeah, we'll see, mate. And look what happened. Yeah, Barry Jones, where are you at? I like Barry as well. I do like Barry. I'm not, listen, I get revved up because I'm quite an emotional guy. I like Barry, but when you're in the fight, Barry Jones' comments stuck with me. Not in the fight, I'm like, yeah, what? Yeah, ego Formella. Yeah, Barry, what? What? Yeah, ego Formella. And yeah, I know, but that's how it really does get me going, you know. And I think that's because I really do thrive off a challenge. I don't want fights that people think I'm gonna beat. I want a challenge, like all fighters do. Like Florian, he wants a challenge. He wants a tough fight. He wants the names in a division. The same way I want to push on. So, but then Khan and Brooke are gonna look at me and be like, well, you know, the same way I look at Florian and go, well, you know, mate, you know, we're fighters. And we thrive off a challenge. That's a true fighter. So you've got to give credit to Florian because he's calling me out, you know, being disrespectful and that. You've got to take it with a pinch of salt. But he's a fighter. We're all fighters. I'm just a lot... I was about to say, I'm a lot more peaceful. But I don't know. I don't come across peaceful. You know I'm peaceful, don't you, mate?
I know you are. But when you get talking about things that maybe not aggravate you, but kind of just... I don't know, maybe like push your buttons a little bit, then you're obviously very animated in the way you explain things. That's all it is. Animated. So you're animated, that's all right.
That's all right, yeah, animated. I would say animated because I'll leave it now and go at peace. I just get very emotional. I'm an emotional guy. Like I could be up here and then boom, I'm down here and, you know, I'm just an emotional guy. Like I just do things with emotion.
So, look, it's all very well, obviously, people like me waffling on about all these names in division and what's after this, but I know when you leave here now, you ain't thinking about Florian Marku or Amir Khan or Kell Brook. It's Samuel Vargas, April the 10th, and that's it.
Of course it is. I mean, I've got my hands full with Samuel Vargas. You can't get caught slipping. I mean, you look at the fight he had with Khan. I watched that back the other day and I was quite impressed. I know Khan ain't got the best of chins, but he's achieved everything I want to achieve in the sport. And he gave Khan one hell of a fight. And that makes my mouth water. It does, it really does. It makes me go, yeah, mate, come on in. You know, if we can have that sort of fight, Khan was Dan, he was Dan, and anything, yeah, I like all that, which is mad. But then I'm going to leave here, go hold me baby and forget about boxing. There's so much going on. It's just life, man. You just got to enjoy life, honestly. And you don't let people on social media, you don't let other fighters, you don't let, you know, that's between me and my creator, my destiny, and what he made me for. And so far, my destiny is, I'm fulfilling it.
Do you remember that fight between Khan and Vargas?
Yeah, I was on the undercard.
You was on the undercard. We've spoken about this in the last interview.
Yeah.
Of course. So, I mean, that seems like such a long time ago, and obviously people make reference to the fact that Vargas dropped Khan in that fight, etc. But I'm sure that's going to get brought up a lot in the build-up to your fight with him.
Oh, yeah, Khan in... I think it was... He had Khan banging trouble for at least for three rounds of the fight. But, I mean, proper banging trouble, like the bell. Got hit with one and then the bell went and he got saved by the bell. And I think, oh, mate, you are one lucky geezer. You know, like, now, like, our cat has, like, eight lives. He was lucky, Khan, to get through the fight. I mean, yeah, there were stages you thought, cool, he's gone here, and then just got saved by the bell. So, you know, you've got to be switched on with fighters. Like, yeah, he's had a few losses, but, you know, they're against Danny Garcia, Errol Spence, Virgil Ortiz, and Khan, you know, former world champions. So, listen, I'm ready to bring the heat.
It's not long for that. So, yeah, you've been a father for just over a month now. So it's a bit of a weird one, isn't it? Because when people say to you, you know, how's it feel in that time? What has changed for you specifically in that 1 month? Or don't you know yet what it is?
I feel like a lot more at peace, to be honest. Like with my having a son, I feel like just like a lot more at peace. Like I'm more chilled out about things and, you know, just want to invest my money wisely and, you know, which I have done. You know, you've got financial advisors, you've got money in stocks and shares, you've got money in property. So it's, I think it's more about securing the future for my son. And, you know, at 24, to be where I'm at now with the investments I do have, I'm a very happy man. And I think the financial stress for me isn't there because of the investments. So it's, I just want to secure my baby boy's future, you know. And I think that's so important to me. Well, it's the only thing that's important to me.
Well, I appreciate your time today. I'm sure, obviously, we'll catch up with each other nearer to April the 10th, which is not that long away, probably about 6 weeks away. And it's showtime.
Yeah, that's going to go so quick. I think it's less than 6 weeks. That's less than 6 weeks, mate. It's going to ping run. That's fine, though, because I'm ready now.
Okay, have you got anything else you'd like to add before we finish, mate?
I'd like to thank all my supporters again. So grateful for every single one of you. I mean, I'm so grateful for all of you, every single one that supported me from day one. It's such a blessing again to, you know, be able to entertain you guys and have the British public behind me. And yeah, just really grateful, honestly, for all the support. Because without you lot, I wouldn't be where I am. I know there's a long way left yet to go, but I'm happy with where I'm at. I believe I'm ahead of schedule. And, you know, my fan base is so important to me and I'm just so grateful for you guys and, you know, all the support you have given me. Even the haters, I thank all you lot. I'm not sure what there is that much to hate about, but, you know, some people think I'm flashy. Some people think I'm arrogant, rude, think I'm hard, all the above. But, you know, that's fine. That's okay. But I thank you all. Because if you're tuning in, that's what matters. So thank you, guys. And hopefully we can get crowds back soon. But for April 10th, I'll give you guys a great performance and an entertaining fight live on Sky Sports and DAZN. And listen, shout out to IFL TV, the plug.
Conor, Ben, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. And like I said, we'll catch up with you nearer to April the 10th. Best of luck in the rest of your camp.
Cheers, bro.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.